The moment my wife left a positive pregnancy test on my nightstand, I missed one of the most emotional moments of our journey together. Like many men, I wasn't mentally prepared for fatherhood despite actively trying to conceive. While she had already embraced her new identity with pregnancy books and lifestyle changes, I was playing catch-up. Here's a truth that changed everything for me. Women become mothers the moment they find out they're pregnant, and most men become fathers when they first hold their babies, but there are 9 months in between. This gap doesn't need to exist. What matters to your partner should matter to you because you're building a family together. The more involved you are during pregnancy, the better prepared you'll be for the vital fourth trimester, those first 3 months when your newborn is essentially a fetus outside the womb, needing constant care while mom recovers from birth. Rather than asking vague questions about how to help, be proactive. Take on household chores consistently, prepare questions for doctor's appointments, consider future housing needs, and consult financial advisors. Small gestures matter too. Anything that helps your partner relax or smile makes a difference. Remember, you're not just supporting a pregnancy, you're becoming the father your child will look up to. The first trimester is typically pregnancy's most challenging phase. Though tracking starts with your partner's last period, pregnancy becomes detectable by week 4 through home tests measuring HCG hormone. By the second month, hormonal changes trigger fatigue, nausea, and morning sickness. Your partner's breasts become tender as they prepare for milk production. Support her through healthy eating, moderate exercise, and attentive care. At week 6, your baby, though only Skittle-sized, develops rapidly. The quarter-inch embryo shows a proportionally large head with emerging facial features, a beating heart, and budding limbs. Week 10 transforms the embryo into a fetus with functioning elbows, forming tooth buds, and, in males, developing testes. This period often requires maternity clothes as the bump becomes visible. By week 13, your partner's pregnancy is clearly visible. Pregnancy hormones may cause headaches, while the expanding uterus can lead to constipation. Regular small meals and proper hydration help manage these symptoms. The second trimester is typically pregnancy's most comfortable phase. As morning sickness fades and energy returns, many couples announce their news around week 14, embracing both excitement and advice from loved ones. Around week 15, Nam experiences first movements while the baby develops functioning lungs, longer legs, and taste buds. Pregnancy brain might cause forgetfulness. Embrace these moments with patience. By week 16, with the baby reaching 5 inches, it's time to create a registry focusing on essentials like co-sleepers and car seats. Consider how you'll handle unsolicited advice and belly touching. Your baby can now hear you. Try sharing music or stories through headphones on the belly, marking a key sensory milestone. Week 20 marks pregnancy's midpoint, with your banana-sized baby actively moving. Celebrate this milestone together, perhaps over dinner while discussing potential baby names and their meanings. Week 24 marks viability, when 50 to 75% of babies can survive outside the womb, with odds improving daily. Your baby now has a recognizable face with facial features and hair. About a foot long, they're adding fat while developing organs, bones, and muscles. Start preparing hospital bags for potential early arrival. Watch for pre-labor signs, baby dropping, water breaking, back pain, contractions, digestive changes, or bloody discharge. Pack essentials like comfortable clothes, electronics with chargers, entertainment, toiletries, sleeping supplies, and postpartum items. Consider smaller tapas-style meals as eating large portions becomes challenging. Include iron-rich foods like sautéed spinach to maintain nutrition while accommodating reduced stomach capacity. By week 26, baby weighs nearly 2 pounds and measures 14 inches. In boys, testicles descend into the formed scrotum. After weeks of development, your baby's eyes begin opening, though iris pigmentation comes later. Reaching the final third of pregnancy is a milestone. Your baby now shows distinct characteristics, including a developed sense of taste that distinguishes between amniotic fluid and mom's food choices. At 28 weeks, babies have a 96% survival rate if born prematurely. Now weighing 2 to 3 pounds and measuring 16 inches, the baby typically moves head down while its lungs mature and brain develops rapidly. Mom experiences backaches and sciatic pain from nerve pressure. As a daddy doula, help mom manage pain through stretches like the table stretch and pigeon pose. Complete nursery setup and hospital bag prep, and interview pediatricians, ensure their philosophy aligns with yours, and seek friend referrals. Mom's relaxing ligaments cause discomfort, and her feet may widen. Bank frozen meals and dated portions while energy permits. They'll be invaluable post-birth. Consider a meaningful push gift like birthstone jewelry. The baby's organs are fully developed, with lungs practicing breathing through amniotic fluid. Support mom's comfort with wedges or special pillows and finalize your birth plan. When your newborn arrives, expect a normal 5% birth weight loss. Learn to interpret cries for hunger, tiredness, diaper changes, or comfort. Take the lead on diaper changes and swaddling. These moments build crucial early bonds. Become the primary homemaker while mom recovers. Support breastfeeding by encouraging frequent nursing and providing nipple cream. When baby sleeps, you should too. Chores can wait. By week 2, your baby gains 5 to 7 ounces weekly, focuses on complex shapes, and sleeps 15 to 17 hours daily. This is ideal for establishing family routines, especially before returning to work. At 4 weeks, prepare for the second pediatric visit. Start tummy time with a baby gym for neck strength. Your little one may begin mimicking expressions and laughing at interactions. If mom's returning to work, introduce bottle feeding around week 5. Whether using breast milk or formula, this gives dad bonding time while mom rests. By 2 months, your baby follows established routines, making life more manageable. Growth spurts may increase hunger. This is the time to discuss birth control options as mom's fertility returns and plan your child's immunizations. At 3 months, you'll feel like seasoned parents. Mom's physical recovery is nearly complete, and you're both getting better sleep. Your baby is more interactive, smiling, gurgling, and laughing. Many babies now sleep through the night and can self-soothe. Just 3 months ago, you awaited your baby's arrival, and now you're thriving together. While some say mothers bond during pregnancy and fathers at birth, paternal connection can begin much earlier. The journey of fatherhood starts when you commit to being present throughout pregnancy. By investing early, attending appointments, supporting your partner, and preparing, you're becoming the father your child deserves. It's about transforming from an expectant dad into a confident father ready for life's greatest adventure.